This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack against him last month. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has tightened a gag order against President Donald Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Outside a Washington federal courthouse,
hey, Roger.
66-year-old Roger Stone, a longtime political operative, took the witness stand to try to explain why he posted a photo of District Judge Amy Berman Jackson with an image that appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun. He later said the image was really a logo. Regardless, the judge rejected his apology and said he would pose a danger to others unless she imposed a gag order, telling him not to discuss his criminal case with anyone. Stone is free on bond, charged with lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing a congressional investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.